I really wanted to jump on to remind you that if you have been consuming a lot of podcasts recently, reading a lot of books, or watching a lot of content online, I want to send you a gentle reminder, not really a gentle reminder, I want to kick you up the butt a little to say that none of this information is useful to you unless you are actually implementing it. Welcome to the Being in a Band podcast. I'm your host, Monica Strutt, and I'll be your new band bestie as we deep dive into all things music marketing, branding, PR and release strategy, as well as the mindset it takes to succeed in today's modern music industry. I know the highs and lows of being a musician, and I've seen far too many of my talented peers give up on their dreams far too early in their careers. After working for years as a musician, professional digital marketer, and music journalist, I now help emerging bands break through the glass ceiling and reach the next level in their careers. Let's do this. What's up? Welcome back to the Being in a Band podcast. I hope you're doing really well. If you are on my email list, I hope that you've been enjoying what I've been sending you the past couple of days. And if you don't know what I'm talking about this thing that I'm doing at the moment, which is 5 days of free shit. So every day for 5 days, I've been sending my VIPs, the peeps on my email list, a free resource. And these are resources that I would normally charge for, or, you know, I have given them for free in the past, but they've been updated and you're the first one to kind of see that. And the response that I've been getting has been so insane. So on day one, we had a masterclass all about creating high converting websites. On day two, we had my Spotify playlist cheat sheet. No, on day two, I had a guided meditation all about imposter syndrome. I know, something completely different. Day three was my Spotify playlist cheat sheet, which I just updated last month, just a couple of weeks ago, with a fresh video, a video that actually is me submitting to Spotify playlists for my own band, The Last Martyr, and it landed us on playlists. So I was so glad that I documented that. And today was day four, which is create your hell yeah business. So it is a 70-minute workshop all about finding or clarifying your business idea. So Cody, who is, I'm on Instagram Live at the moment as well, but Cody, who is watching, would have watched that video. Sean also has done that workshop. So yeah, because they have done my Work from the Tour Bus course, which is how to start or grow your business. So this workshop is basically one of the first modules within that course, and I sent it out to my list for free. So if you like the sound of all of these resources, it is not too late. You can jump on my VIP list. Just head to monicastrutt.com and sign up there, or send me a link on Instagram. It's been really, really fun. And tomorrow is the last day of my 5 days of free shit, I guess, thing that I'm doing. I don't know what to call it. I'll probably cut this out in the podcast, but tomorrow's the last day and I don't want to reveal exactly what I'm sending, but it is pretty massive, I would say. So you're definitely going to want to get on that email list. But today on the podcast, I really wanted to talk about taking action. We're living in this information age where we're literally bombarded by thousands, if not millions, of pieces of information at a time. And, you know, especially as I've, you know, had my, Jesse says, cool, I downloaded the Spotify one. Woohoo. But yeah, like, especially in the past couple of years, I mean, I've been doing music coaching for the past 3 years, if not more now. And when I started, I didn't really know a lot of people who were wanting to teach what I wanted to teach in terms of digital marketing to musicians. But there's definitely more and more people who are doing it these days. And look, you can Google anything. I'm a self-taught digital marketer. I basically took jobs that I was technically unqualified for. I mean, they knew that, obviously. I sent them my resume and everything, and I learned on the job. And one of the ways that I learned is through Google University. You can literally learn anything on Google. And I consider myself fairly tech savvy. And, you know, if I don't know something, if I'm stuck, I will just Google it straight away and just figure out the answer, because I am basically just an impatient person and I hate asking people for things. So we are living in this information age, and, you know, my point is there's probably a lot of other digital marketers out there who are teaching music business and mindset and everything like that. And I know there is, and especially more and more have popped up in the last year or so, at least
in my sphere, it can be really, really hard to know what the fuck to do, because one person is telling you one thing, another person is telling you something else, and it can be really, really confusing. And what I've experienced a lot lately is musicians going around and around on this knowledge gathering circle and just studying and studying, which is never a bad thing. I definitely think that, you know, the more knowledge you have around the way that the modern music industry works, you know, the better, right? But there comes a point in time when we really have to take action. We have to take the knowledge that we've learned and actually implement it. A lot of us could get stuck in this analysis paralysis. And so I really wanted to jump on to remind you that if you have been consuming a lot of podcasts recently, reading a lot of books, or watching a lot of content online, I want to send you a gentle reminder. Not really a gentle reminder, I want to kick you up the butt a little to say that none of this information is useful to you unless you are actually implementing it. So, how do you know what to implement? Because the thing is, what I'm teaching may be different to what someone else is teaching, but that doesn't mean that that other person is wrong. It's just I'm going to teach in the way that I think is effective and accordance to my personality. You know, for example, I believe the best way to spark creativity is to get the fuck outside into nature. Whereas other people are going to be like, no, just like sit at a computer and just write gibberish until you eventually come across an idea that sticks. And it doesn't mean that that doesn't work. That might work for some people, but that's just not something that I would teach necessarily. So if another digital marketer is, you know, saying, for example, something that I'm teaching is wrong, or, you know, you're seeing another person go about things a completely different way to how I would or how I teach, just know that there are so many ways to skin a cat. So Cody says, this is exactly why I booked our session, Mon, taking action. Fuck yeah. I mean, a coach can help you, I guess, like wade through and keep you accountable so you actually take action. But trust me when I say that I've worked with many, many clients who kind of do the bare minimum. They think just the act of paying for and hiring a coach is going to miraculously make them, you know, launch ahead in their music career significantly. And, you know, it's going to do something, right? Because, you know, if I'm doing my job, I'm going to keep you accountable and motivated and everything. But ultimately, it comes back to you. So how do you know what action to take when someone is telling you one thing and another person is telling you one thing and you have all of these ideas? Well, this is where you listen to your gut. Only you will know the best action to take, because you will feel it in your body and you will be excited when the prospect of that action comes up. If someone tells you to do something and you get like a sinking feeling and you kind of feel like you are wanting to procrastinate and you basically aren't really aligned with that action, you don't have to do it. The action that you should take are the actions that actually light you up and make you a little bit excited. Now, it is completely normal to be nervous when you're taking certain actions, such as maybe you're reaching out for a bigger support show or something like that. It is totally fine to be nervous. Let's not mistake nerves for a sinking feeling of kind of like dread. So nerves can be like excited nervous, whereas, you know, an action that you're not supposed to take will feel like, as I said, that sinking feeling, wanting to procrastinate. If you're procrastinating over something for a long time, then that probably means that that action is not in alignment with what you want to do. Do I have any questions? Cody says, hey, that is exactly in relation to my message I sent this morning about a sign. Yes. And I'm so, so glad that you brought that up. So Cody messaged me. Cody is one of my students in the Work From A Tour Bus course. We've got a call later this week, where we're going to, I guess, integrate all the knowledge that you've been learning in the course and, just having a chat about the next steps. So very, very excited for that. But he asked, and I freaking love this question, how do you know when something is a sign? And the simplest answer to that is, if you think that it's a sign, it is. That's all it is. You know, often like signs and our intuition or like higher guidance or whatever you believe in, often they'll come as like a whisper, a little niggle, and it actually takes a really, really long time for you to tap into that and to learn to listen more carefully, because often we can just pass up signs or like higher guidance as just like random thoughts. But as I said, like, if it's a sign, you'll feel like that little bit of like excitement kind of like in your heart chakra and, or in your like gut. I mean, everyone feels like, you know, differently in their body, or it may like feel like a tingling in like your third eye. You know, if you're watching this, FYI, I'm like pretty spiritual, but like, you know, we all have this internal guidance system. So if you think it's a sign, it is. And no one can validate that for you. And I think that that's one of the most annoying things, is no one can ever tell you, yes, that's a sign. You know, for example, I mean, for me, like some of the most common signs are often like in numerology, seeing like 111, 222, 333, 444, 555. If you're seeing that, then a lot of people believe that you are on the right path, and you're like plugged into the pathway that you're meant to be on. I see angel numbers every single day. I love this tangent that this podcast is going on, but I actually wanted to record a separate podcast on this anyway, so let's just roll with it. So I mean, that's like a really, really common thing. Angel numbers. So like, I mean, leave me a comment, like for those watching live, leave me a comment if you've ever seen angel numbers. For those listening to the podcast, definitely send me a DM on Instagram. So that's like a really common sign. But in terms of signs for you personally, as I said, I can't really tell you that. But what I have heard actually from some of my business coaches who are also like quite spiritual is they say to actually pick a sign and declare that to the universe as like, this is my sign. So for example, one of my signs is a lightning bolt. And I know that that may seem kind of random, but even just the lightning bolt emoji, when I see that, you'll see me use that lightning bolt emoji a lot in my content as well, because that's a special thing for me. But you can actually like just decide that something is your sign, and that's that. I know someone whose sign is a Dalmatian. I know someone whose sign is swans. For me, it's a lightning bolt. So you just pick a sign that's relevant to you. A lot of people say like butterflies because it reminds them of like a loved one who's passed or something like that. And they know, they just know in their heart that whenever they see that sign, you know, that butterflies are around. Hey, anonymous shadow, what's up? So you can actually just pick a sign and just decide that that is it. But messages from like your higher self or like your intuition or the universe will come to you in many different ways. So as long as you're open to it and you're listening, and there's so many things, there's so many ways that you can work on that muscle, then yeah, that's the most important thing. And I guess, you know, just to tie in the concept of signs with what we're talking about at the start of like, stop consuming and start taking action and knowing what action to take, I'll let you in on a little piece of information about my business. And I haven't always been this way, consciously at least, although to be honest, okay, so when I, maybe I have, because when I started my business, I knew that this was the path I was meant to take because I had this idea. I'm naturally someone who loves coaching people, who loves cheering people on, and I wanted to help musicians in some capacity. When my knowledge as a digital marketer grew, I kind of fused those elements together, and especially as, you know, someone who was working as a music journalist, I became exposed to a side of the industry that I wasn't previously exposed to when I was just a musician. I got these little signs, for lack of a better term. So for example, people were reaching out to me in my DMs. This is like years and years ago, all the time asking me for advice, asking me for social media advice, asking me about PR advice when my profile started to grow as a music journalist and when my social media presence started to grow, I suppose. I had people reaching out to me. And eventually I was like, well, I'm getting a lot of the same questions, so I'm just going to create a YouTube series. And then I had a band reach out to me going, We want to pay you to consult with us. We don't really know exactly what we want, but we know we need to improve our social media game. And can you just meet with us? And how much do you charge? And everything like that. So that was a very clear sign that my idea was validated, and I just leapt straight into it. So one of the things about my business is the greatest thing that I've learned about what to do next, because there are so many fucking like business coaches and business gurus and people out there who, you know, just take email marketing for an example. Like, some people believe that the best way to do email marketing is to send emails every single day to your list. I personally would find that extremely annoying. Even though I'm doing this 5 days of free shit series at the moment, it's just like a short stint and I'm delivering like really, really high value. I'm not even selling in the emails. I'm just delivering value to my audience. And then other people say that sending an email newsletter once a week is effective. But going back to, you know, what I was saying at the start about, you know, music industry gurus, you know, someone's going to tell you to do one thing, someone else is going to tell you to do something completely different. The best thing that I can tell you is to listen to your intuition. Only you will know what action is going to be good for you. And as I said, it's not something that I can necessarily tell you. I can advise you on what strategically might be the best course of action, but it's up to you ultimately whether you feel like you want to take that on or not. So I feel like this podcast was like, it went in so many different directions, but I feel like we like rounded it up in a nice, neat bow towards the end. So thank you so much for listening on Instagram. Thank you so much for watching. I hope that this has been interesting. If you want me to go live doing podcasts in the future, definitely let me know. And jump on my mailing list, because, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be sending a pretty rad freebie to cap off my 5 days of free shit. The link is in my bio on Instagram. I'll leave it in the description box down below if you're listening to the podcast. And I'm launching as well a really, really cool workshop called Step Into the Spotlight. And that is going to be a workshop to teach you about confidence, overcoming imposter syndrome, and how to craft a personal brand and code your mindset for fame. So it's specifically for musicians and music industry pros. So you guys are hearing it first. I haven't officially launched it, but if you go to my website, it's actually ready if you want to enroll. It's a 2-hour workshop. If you're in the membership, you're getting that as part of your monthly subscription. If you're in the Being in a Band membership, but this workshop is open to everyone. So music industry pros and musicians, I'll leave the link down below as well in the show notes. And if you're watching on Instagram, just head to monicastrutt.com and you'll see upcoming workshops there in the store section, or just send me a DM. I'll send you a direct link, but I've been working on that for the past couple of weeks and it is going to be super, super powerful. So I didn't think I was going to be telling you about that today, but I don't know. I feel like confidence and mindset and overcoming imposter syndrome is so important to actually taking the action that we need to take. And lastly, I just want to reiterate again, please create before you consume. Don't look at your phone first thing in the morning. I mean, look, I'm not perfect. I still look at my phone and socials every now and then when I wake up. But for the most part, I would really encourage you to get into a good state. You know, do whatever you need to do in order to feel good. And if you can, create something before you consume anyone else's content. And then that is the way that you'll be able to eventually train your mind and your body to tune into taking the action that you need to take that is in accordance with your higher guidance. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And I'll speak to you next time. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Being in a Band podcast. If you liked this episode, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an upload. And if you really liked the episode, make sure you leave me a 5-star review. If you aren't a member already, come and join my free Facebook group, Music Marketing and Mindset for Heavy Bands and Musicians. It's a business savvy community of musicians just like you. If you want to work together, all the details are available at monicastrutt.com, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.